There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, more of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's Keys to the Game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the Keys to the Game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the Keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys.
It's Keefe's Keys.
Right, we at Keefe's Keys, Patriots Bears on Sunday afternoon. The Patriots 2-7, taking on the Bears, who are 4-4. Pats are 6-point road dogs. We got a total of 38.5. This game will be played Soldier Field in Chicago at 1 p.m. Eastern. Here we go, Jones.
Here we go.
Sun Bears are the smallest bears, but they have long tongues.
Kind of like an echidna.
Hunter Henry enters this week ranked 7th among New England tight ends with 172 receptions and 1,945 receiving yards. He needs 4 receptions this week at Chicago to move into 6th place on the reception list and 12 yards to move into 6th place on the receiving yards list.
Wow. How about that?
He already passed Jim Whalen. He's now trying to chase down Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, he just does Jim Whalen and... Or maybe eventually you too, Aaron Hernandez, yeah.
Dick Butkus isn't just the ultimate jock. He's appeared as an actor in over 60 television series, television movies, and movies released in theaters. You might remember him as Tank Mason in Murder, She Wrote, Heavy from A Matter of Wife and Death, Druten in Hamburger, the motion picture, and then mostly as Dick Butkus in everything else, including Gremlins 2, The New Batch.
I was in Gremlins 2. I don't recall that.
He's not just the ultimate jock.
Not just the ultimate
jock.
No,
he's not.
Very well-rounded.
Jay Cutler is the Bears' all-time leading passer. Let that sink in.
Not great.
Jay Cutler.
Yeah, smoking Jay.
There are 8 different species of bears. Black bears, brown bears, polar bears, moon bears, Andean bears, panda bears, sloth bears, and the aforementioned sun bears.
An Andean bear.
Yeah. The Bears are undefeated at home this year.
I'd say that's definitely a key.
How about that?
Where's the game?
Chicago.
There you go.
Yeah.
Definitely a key.
Undefeated at home. William the Refrigerator Perry is not in the Football Hall of Fame, but was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2006. That, of course, is the opposite for Tony Pacelli, but Bruce Smith doesn't think he belongs in either.
I didn't see it coming this week.
According to BearVault.com, there have only been 180 fatal bear attacks in the U.S. since 1784 and are less than 12 non-fatal attacks per year. No word on how many of those were because of stolen picnic baskets. since 1784.
That sounds low. I question those.
Drake May is the first quarterback in NFL history to have the following stats in his first four career starts. 700 passing yards, 60 or better completion percentage, 6 or more passing touchdowns, 200 rush yards or more, and 1 rushing touchdown.
I feel like I heard that earlier.
No one's ever done that.
Huh.
Bears are known to have a high IQ. Big brains. Big brains. The Super Bowl Shuffle peaked at number 41 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 in February of 1986 and earned a Grammy nomination for Best R&B Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocals in 1987. The Patriots had their own version of the Super Bowl Shuffle called New England, The Patriots Are We. Not only did that song not chart, but it was terrible. Here's a taste.
They beat the Jets and became contenders. And we cheered them on. Then they beat those Miami pretenders.
Ooh, burn.
And the jinx was gone.
No, well, no.
They got worked in that Super Bowl.
It wasn't the best Super
Bowl. It was an absolute debacle.
How about that? I think you knew the Bears, the 85 Bears, weren't the ultimate jocks, but...
No, neither were the Pats.
Neither were the Pats.
Tough response, though. Say what you want about the Super Bowl Shuffle, but about that?
You put that out there. That's no good. Yeah, definite key.
According to most of our memories, our favorite bear family of Papa, Mama, brother, and sister are the Berenstain Bears. But somehow over time, we've slipped into an alternate reality, and they are now the Berenstain Bears.
So, I say Berenstain Bears.
Berenstain Bears.
Yeah.
Excuse me. They used to be the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah, how'd that change? It's wild.
Alternate reality.
Your kids still read those?
No. No, not yet. Maybe someday. But no.
Working their way up.
Currently, no.
Nice.
And finally, Jones, neither team has a Derek. So if you're looking for some Derek football this Sunday, you won't find it. You won't find it.
It's a damn shame.
Nope. No Derek's.
What do you think?
Patriots are, I think, 0-1 against Derek's.
So what do you think? Add it all up?
1-6. I'm going to take the Bears and the points.
Oh, okay.
Or Bears laying the points, I mean.
That's before, can I give you one more? If you don't mind. Chicago's wins this year against teams that are combined 10-24. Tennessee, the Rams, Carolina, and Jacksonville. It's a Jones key.
I guess.
You like that so much?
No.
Okay.
Nothing about Sun Bears? You have any nothing?
No. Right. No, not an Andean beer to be spotted.
Nope.
617-779-7937. We'll get back into your phone calls, Billy Lanny, with all the latest in trending. And then it's time for Grab Bag.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Patriots Friday here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. We're here till 2. WEEI Afternoons takes over at that point in time. You got Arcan. You got Hart. A lot of Patriots and Bears talk on the program today. We'll get to the grab bag momentarily, but we're joined right now by Patriots offensive lineman, and who knows where, Mike Unwenu. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Mike Unwenu, how are we doing this week?
Yeah, what's the deal? I'm doing good. What about y'all?
Oh, we're doing pretty
great. Good.
We're curious. We called it earlier. It's a little bit like a whack-a-mole on the offensive line. You've lined up at right tackle. You've lined up at right guard. You were working at left guard the other day. Where do you expect to line up this week?
I'll probably be expected to play at guard this week at right guard.
All right. Right guard, okay. Do you? I heard some comments you had yesterday where it's just, I mean, I don't think you're blaming anyone for moving around and playing at different positions, but it is, I think, tough to find a rhythm moving around. How have you handled that this year with all the different positions you've had to play?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question again?
How do you handle the moving around from position to position, tackle to guard to potentially left guard?
Yeah, for me, I mean, I've always been a right-sided player, so I think I got right guard in the bag. But as far as right tackle, that's been the secondary position of mine. So, you know, those are things I've done in the past and things I'm used to. Just as far as moving around, you know, it's kind of just where we're at right now or you know, even going back through the past, just with injuries and stuff, and just with contingencies and seeing what will work if things happen in the future.
I mean, every year there's injuries and there's changes, but it feels like through nine games, you guys have had more combinations. I'm sure when you're in the huddle, you're looking around, seeing different combinations all the time. How challenging has that been?
I mean, as far as the O-lineman, you know, you know, we all running the same play and we all communicate. So it's five playing as one. So it's not really that much of a big deal to me in the huddle or whatnot.
We get a very limited look at Drake May each week. You know, he does an interview here on the station. We hear him after the game, but we don't get a ton of access. You mentioned the huddle. You're in there with Drake. Uh-huh. What's he like on the field? How talkative is he? Kind of what's his attitude like? What's he like out there?
Yeah, he's even with the talking. He talks a lot. He jokes around. We joke in the huddle, so we have fun in the huddle and we enjoy it. So I would say he's a good sport with it, and he leads the huddle as well as Ben.
You know, you've had a few offensive line coaches in your time here in New England. What has Scott Peters brought to the table?
Yeah, Coogs and Mike, I mean, they've all brought good things, just different viewpoints, different techniques and stuff we can use in the middle and then during the fight or between when the ball is snapped and whenever the play ends. So I think, you know, in the past, you know, I've had a lot of coaches. I think this is the most advanced or most technical and most skills and most tools that I've gotten in the past.
You guys, we're talking to Patriots offensive lineman Mike Unwenu here on Patriots Friday on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. You guys started the year running very well. You've struggled to run the football, at least with Ramondre Stevenson. Drake May individually ran well last week, but you struggled to run more as the year has progressed. I know you've had some injuries, but is there a commonality there where early on the run game was working where now you're struggling to pick up yards on the ground a little bit more?
No, I wouldn't say there's anything there. You know, obviously it starts with the O-line, so us improving our performance, blocking and running the ball as well. You know, that will only improve the run game. So that's what we're focused on, and that's what we've been doing.
You know, not to go too off topic, but I was reading that when you chose Michigan out of high school, you chose Michigan over Alabama, over Ohio State, over, I'm sure, several others. What went into that decision?
Yeah.
Why did you end up? I know you're from, you're, you know, born in Detroit. Was that a place you always wanted to go, or how did you make that ultimate decision?
Yeah, I would say that was, interestingly enough, I mean, that was always a place I wanted to go, but I would say, probably since my sophomore year or 10th grade in high school, I pretty much knew I wanted to go to Michigan. So I think I was committed since then or since the end of my 10th grade year. And really just, you know, I've had a family that's been full of Michigan fans. Some of my family have been Michigan State fans. So, you know, it's always been like a little rivalry in my own family. Mm-hmm. So I knew I wanted to be a part of that and go to Michigan.
What's Harbaugh like?
Harbaugh was cool. During the years I was there, I mean, he was a really good coach. I would say, you know, going from one good coach to another coach, I was already kind of introduced to kind of just the scheme and really just being an NFL player, being a pro at a young age. You know, the way Harbaugh was conducting our the team. You know, I was kind of used to the schedule already when I got here in my rookie year, so I was very thankful for that. And really, he just put me and, you know, my whole class in a good place because where we all are now and even the guys that came after us.
How closely do you follow it? You know, we talked to a lot of your teammates. Some of those guys, it seems like, really keep track of what the college team is doing on a week-to-week basis. Are you watching a lot of Michigan?
Not really. Yeah. I'm not watching a lot of college football.
Yeah.
I mean, I peep sports, but, you know, I'm not really that in tune with it.
Mm-hmm. You're going back to the Midwest this week, Chicago. Is there a rivalry Detroit Chicago? Like, what's that like for a kid from Michigan?
I wouldn't say it is, but it'll be nice going back to the Midwest. I've got some family in Chicago, so it'll be nice to get back over there and see them for a little bit.
Where do you stand on deep dish pizza?
I mess with deep dish.
Okay,
I mess with deep dish the long way. I think I went to Chicago when I was, like, maybe, like, in college. The last time I went, I think I had Giordano's. I don't know if that's the best still, but that was, like, a couple years ago, for sure.
Nice. Right. Oh, see, deep dish is a popular answer. Jeremy Springer went with the deep dish as well. Is there anything else you miss from, like, now that you're in New England, is there anything else you miss, like, food-wise or anything like that you miss from being back home or back in the Midwest?
Not exactly. I would just say that it's probably more, like, more options that way. I'm used to just having very, very open amount of options. Being from Michigan and then like traveling to Chicago. Chicago has a real good scene of really just stores and just restaurants as well. So it's a nice place.
All right. Well, Mike and Wenyu, expect to see you this weekend at guard. Best of luck this weekend against the Bears, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Appreciate you. Y'all be.
All right, very good.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Thank you very much.
He joins us every, most Fridays.
Yeah.
Here on Jones and Keefe on a Patriots Friday. I missed what he said there at the end. I thought he had
not
a little
sure.
bit more to say.
I don't have a cutoff. I think he said maybe I'll be easy, maybe?
Is that what he said?
I didn't catch the last word, but that might have been what it was. But very good. Thank you, Mike.
Messes with the deep dish.
Probably playing right guard, sounds
appreciate
like.
Appreciate y'all be easy.
Y'all be easy, you're right.
Y'all be easy.
Yeah,
so
right.
He was playing left guard at practice, but apparently that might have been for, you know, glass, you know, break glass case of emergency. So it sounds like he's going to be at right guard,
I mean,
which
look,
is the position he clearly likes to play the most.
No, he's told that to us now multiple times.
Yeah.
I think he'll do it, which I don't even know. I don't even know that I would do it if I were him. What?
The last text. Here's Keith asking about food again.
So I was thinking about it. Wouldn't it have been rude to be?
I'm going to ask everybody what their pregame meal is, I think, going forward.
I almost asked this, and we like talking to Mike and Wenyu.
Yeah.
But, you know, there were the reports in the offseason. I almost asked, was there anything you don't want to mess with, like, pizza-wise? But I didn't want to be rude.
No.
But, like, I don't know. I like all kinds of pizza.
Same.
You know, yeah, so I didn't want
I'm not picky when it comes to pizza.
I didn't want to be rude about it.
No. That was, you know, very good of
you.
Last
thing I want to be is rude.
Yeah.
That's me. So, he's made it clear multiple times. He wants to be a right guard. And I don't blame him. I wouldn't kick out the tackle if I were him. I'd be like, you guys just paid me well to be a right guard.
How about this? I'll be a good right guard. You guys figure out the rest.
Yeah, I'm a deal at right tackle. We talked in the offseason. You could pay me and told me I was going to be a right tackle and paid me like a right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
You paid me as a right guard. So I don't blame him for not being the biggest fan. But he's been willing to move around. Maybe at left guard this weekend. So we'll see. Doesn't sound like he's a fan of it. Meanwhile, since we talked to Mike and Wenwe, we had to push back the grab bag a little bit.
Let's get to it.
I think it's time to get to it.
It's time for grab bag. It's time for grab bag.
Yes, it absolutely is time for grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. And I'll tell you what, Jones, last night, Bruins, big overtime winners over the Calgary Flames.
Yeah. My guy Marchand.
Certainly could have gone sideways. Yeah, Marchand kind of could have been, he giveth and he taketh away. Or I guess in this case, he taketh away, but then he giveth. He was able to score.
Gaveth away first with the penalty.
Yeah,
penalty.
But then he was able to score the game winner, a much needed win for a certain head coach, I would imagine. But they get the 2 points. Nick? And your guy Korpisalo as well, the goalie. Made some good saves in overtime.
You know, what did he finish with? 33, 34, something like that? I don't have it in front of me.
Had a game.
He ended up with a nice game there, Corpy. Yeah. Now, Nick made this point prior to the show. Brad Marchand, I think, has caused some headaches for Jim Montgomery.
A bit.
But he also has 2 goals that may have saved Montgomery's job to this point.
Correct.
He had the overtime winner against Toronto.
He's kept him around.
He's got the overtime winner last night. And whenever Montgomery's teetering, Marchand's been able to bail him out. I think he's been a pain in Monty's side, quite frankly, which is why Monty was hollering at him a few weekends ago. But those goals to this point, maybe the difference between Montgomery still having a job here and being out of it.
Because what a big swing. I mean, they were up 3-1 going into the third period. Then they give up 2 goals to tie it, including, shockingly, allowing a power play goal. But then, Marchand gets it in overtime. You don't have to get to the shootout, and they win the game, take the 2 points.
A ton of penalties again by the Bruins last night.
Yeah.
I think it was only 3 power plays for Calgary. There were a bunch of matching penalties, but a ton of penalties again last night from the Bruins.
Uh-huh.
And Marchand had a very costly one, but they end up getting the 2 points.
So Saturday, tomorrow, at home against Ottawa, where we could get Swayman Ullmark.
I think we're going to get Swayman
v. Ullmark.
Do you think we get the hug?
I bet they do hug, actually.
No, would you say they should do goalie fight?
Goalie fight. What
they should do. I just saw Scott McLaughlin, WEEI, tweet this out. Swayman just spoke moments ago. They're planning on doing a nice dinner tonight.
A little dinner?
Yeah,
maybe North End? Have a nice pasta, a little carbo load
for the
game?
Yeah. Go to table. Don't leave a review. Something like that. I mean, it could be something like that.
All bets are off.
Yeah.
When these guys are getting together. But that's a nice little moment for them. Yeah. I appreciate that.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach.
Grab bag. Boston Celtics, Jones, are in action tonight, fresh off their loss to the Warriors Wednesday night, taking on Brooklyn, home, 7:30. No Jalen Brown.
No.
No.
No Jalen Brown, and I think we have this from the other night. I actually meant to play this on the show yesterday. We never got to it. But Joe Mazzulla did give an update on Jalen Brown prior to the Warriors game.
Yeah, actually pretty hilarious.
Tell me if you feel better or worse about Jalen Brown after this.
Joe, just confirming no Jalen Brown tonight, and if you have an update there, if you've talked to him about it.
He's out.
Have you been able to talk to Jalen about the injury?
Mm-hmm. I talk to him every day.
What were those conversations like?
I mean, we both kind of mumble when we talk, and then we just shake hands and move on.
Did he happen to mumble about his hip at all?
I couldn't understand him.
Do you have any sense if that's going to linger for a while?
The mumbling or the injury?
Both.
Oh. I don't. I mean, he works hard every day trying to just come back. I think it's a day-to-day thing, so we'll see how he is when he wakes up tomorrow and then just go from there. But he's in every day working at it.
He's the funniest coach in the league. He's the funniest coach in sports, probably.
I'll tell you what. I don't disagree. I kind of like the question. He's mumbling. Okay,
the mumbling or the injury?
Both.
Did he happen to mumble?
No, solid follow-up.
Yeah, did he happen to mumble about his hip? He's like,
amazing.
I don't know.
We both kind of mumble, and then he didn't understand him.
I got to be honest.
We talk every day.
I wouldn't have had a follow-up after that.
I would have been like, all right.
When he started talking about the mumbling, I wouldn't have had a follow-up. I don't know who that reporter
that
was.
That guy was on his toes.
That was a reporter ready to follow up, but Mazzulla ain't giving you anything.
Pretty hilarious,
and he's cracking jokes on top of it.
Deadpan. Do you have any idea that's going to change, the mumbling?
Aside from it being...
the mumbling? this guy's like a stand-up comedian. That's that
aside
kind of
from it being very funny, which it was.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me feel better about Jalen and his hip.
Oh, I don't feel great about that.
No. Me neither.
Although I would have been shocked if he couldn't play against the Warriors, but then could play against the Nets.
Still, it's just he's been day-to-day now for a while, so don't tell me it's nothing. That's all I would say.
Did he happen to mumble about his hip at all?
I couldn't understand him.
It's ready to go.
So did you not hear me say he mumbled?
Yeah.
Good. I couldn't hear a word he was saying about it.
Rusty Cray! Yeah! Grab bag! It's the grab bag! For you and me!
were the NBA's top performers last night. Now, it was a light night, Jones. So only three games.
Not but as light as Tuesday.
The Stars came out to play. Yeah, Tuesday, no games, as we all know.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard, 34 points, 7 assists for the Milwaukee Bucks in their win over the Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Edwards, 33, 8, and 6 in the Timberwolves' win over the Bulls. And Giannis, 31 and 16 in the aforementioned Bucks game. Give me that.
Yeah.
Do anything for you?
I'd like a bigger night there.
Do anything for you?
No, not as much. Like it wasn't like Paolo Banchero, who I know now is hurt. It wasn't a perfect triple-double out of Sabah. So a couple more there. Those are nice lines.
Only three games.
Nothing special.
Only three games. Yeah. But the Stars came out to play.
They did.
What are we, 10 years old? I've seen every
grab bag
on the planet.
Massachusetts high school football playoffs start tonight. Yeah. So good luck to all the fellas out there that are playing tonight.
All eight divisions.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams.
So many.
How many teams made the playoffs? All of them. Seriously, what's 16 times 8? That's how many playoff teams there are.
Even. How dare you? How dare you put me on the spot with a question?
You couldn't
like
do PS5 math earlier. You're supposed to do this.
Was that 128 teams?
I don't know. I'm being honest. I have no idea. What is that? Yeah, probably. That's
is
probably
it 128 teams?
Yeah.
So good luck to all the playoff teams.
16.
Imagine sitting there not having made the playoffs. Like, wait, we had 128 schools in Massachusetts made the playoffs.
It's true.
Is that
what was the question? 16 times what?
It's 128. I just looked.
Look at that.
I had to look it up.
From the clouds, I got that.
My math is so bad, I couldn't remember what we said. I put in 16 times 28, which is 448 if you're keeping track.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Psst. Hey, pal. Want to buy a grab bag?
College football weekend, Jones. Let's take a look at the college football landscape. You have a couple of big SEC games.
Yeah.
Number 3, Georgia at number 16, Ole Miss. You have number 11 Alabama at number 15 LSU.
That's
the game day game, I believe.
Feinbaum called it the game of the year. He's probably a little biased with it being on the ESPN game day, but yeah.
A bit. Those are probably the biggest games. What else you got?
Give me the Ole Miss line. What's the Ole Miss line?
Ole Miss.
I haven't done my Saturday bets yet. I usually, that's like a Saturday morning.
Home dog.
Thing for me. Home dog. I already like Ole Miss. I hate how Georgia's playing.
Yeah.
So I already like Ole Miss there. And yeah, Alabama and LSU.
Yep.
I would probably lean LSU in that one, but yeah.
Everybody else has got games they should win by a ton. Ohio State's 38-point favorites against Purdue.
Close one.
Texas, 21.5 against Florida. Yeah. Ooh, Indiana, Michigan. Indiana only by 14.5. I think they smack Michigan.
Indiana last week was like hardly a favorite, and they fell behind 10-0, 14-0, something like that, and then
they're
scored the next 40 points. No, they're
and
good.
They're in the playoff.
They're fun to watch, yeah.
Yeah. And then Army looks to stay unbeaten. They are at North Texas. And then BC Syracuse, I believe, is the Eagles game.
Big revenge game.
Yeah, if you're into that.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, yesterday was the first time that all three of you guys got it right at the same time, right off the rip.
Yeah.
So we're trying out Billy's.
Billy kind of lectured you on how to do this.
He did.
He kind of bullied you into
years till the end.
Yeah, he kind of bullied you into saving the and it really helped. It significantly helped Billy.
All right, it worked out. All right, I'm going to tell you that this was a third baseman,
okay,
who played for the Kansas City Royals,
uh-huh,
the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Detroit Tigers, the Cincinnati Reds, and the San Diego Padres. But he played the vast majority of his career, 8 of his 12 years, with the Kansas City Royals.
Hmm.
Would you believe me if I told you he was a zero-time All-Star?
I would believe that.
He is a. Oh, you want the years now? So
yeah, well,
Royals, third base,
Joe Randa.
Correct.
Is it?
Yeah.
How about that?
Nice,
he got
Jones.
It.
That'd be perfect. The Joe Randa player of the day.
The Randa player of the day. How about that?
Yeah.
Nice work, Jones.
Thank you.
Joe Randa.
We're better without the years.
Yeah.
Billy stopped doing years.
Billy was onto something. The years.
The years is throwing you guys off. It's like in your head.
It was a mental block.
Yep.
Did Joe Randa have like an odd smile? Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, he was an ugly guy. No, I'm just kidding. I don't remember.
Real snaggletooth.
Yeah, that guy was gross.
I want to say he had like a weird, no, but like how his, like almost like a Joker.
Oh,
level.
Like the Joker?
Yeah, like a weird like thing.
How
going
do you think
on.
I got these scars?
Oh, yeah, he's got some of the upturned
corners.
It
is corners. A little bit.
Is it like he had the lips. Laughing gas?
Yeah. Not to lecture anyone about their face, but
no,
you know, I, you know.
Like, who are we to throw stones?
Yeah, seriously, I'm not trying to do that.
He was a terrifying man
to
look at.
I thought there was a bit of a odd, like shape to like the corners of his smile.
He'd hit you 284 career average, though.
What?
284 career average.
It's not a Rusty Greer 305.
But no, that was shocking.
Joe Randa 284.
He'd get you.
Did you give me the highs and the home runs and the double and the steals?
17 dongs was his high in 05.
Nice.
13 steals in 96 was his high.
Okay. It's two.
Not exactly a household name, but he was a random player of the game.
Four tool.
I don't know how many tools you'd give him. One.
One tool?
Hit for average.
Hit tool.
No gold gloves.
No, no, no.
Nothing to write home about. Weird smile.
So were you trying to...
Real creep vibes.
So were you trying to stump us? I felt like you
I
thought you were going to go both barrels today because Billy kind of boxed you around a little bit yesterday.
No, that is true. But I did think that Randa would be funny because we did a Randa player of the game.
Nice, I like that.
The player of the day. $22.9 million he made, so joke's on us.
Yeah.
Also, plenty of money to fix that smile.
In our face. How about that?
Yeah, he needs a lot of lip filler, though. He has no lips. That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Lacking in lips.
He has no lips?
Yeah, if you look him up, he has, like, no lips.
Who's the guy who had no lips for the Royals?
No, it's true. You go to his baseball reference page, nicknamed Lipless.
Lipless.
Yeah.
Old Lipless.
Old Lipless Joe Randa.
No joke.
Oh, Bird Lips Randa.
Do you know what his nickname is?
Randa Player of the Day.
The Joker. No joke.
We are
the last to make this joke, apparently. Baseball reference has him as the Joker.
How about that?
So people were onto him about his weird face.
I told you.
Wow. That is amazing.
Like, I know a weird face when I see one.
Joseph Gregory Randa, a.k.a.
that?
The Joker.
Nice.
That's the eyes, too. Don't sleep on the eyes.
Give me another grab bag, would you?
You got another one?
Yeah.
You're going to need a bigger grab bag.
Let's fix it a call in the grab bag.
Yes,
Jacob's waiting patiently in Rhode Island.
Jacob.
Hello, Jacob.
All right. Hey, guys. I think I have the most important question in Boston sports at the tip of my fingers.
Okay.
All right.
It's not about Sweeney's position. It's not about Drake May. It's not about Jaylen Brown's hip. It's do we get a goalie hug tomorrow night?
Oh, great question. Great question.
I say yes.
You think so?
Yes. Maybe even a kiss. Hug and a kiss?
Goalie smooch.
Yeah. You're going to bet against a hug and a kiss?
I would
a
bet.
Hug. Okay.
I would bet against a hug.
I thought that too much.
Yeah.
A hug? You don't think they're going to hug?
I already said what Swayman should do.
They're going to hug. These guys love each other.
Swayman's not very popular right now.
No, he's not.
So what I think Swayman should do is Allmark comes in for the hug. He's, you do the whole thing. He's got the arms back.
Cup and check.
I think
cup checks him.
The Dodger celebration.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, you could do that.
Cup check I like.
But with your stick.
I still like the psych. I still like that. Hit him with the psych.
Good.
Win back the fan base a little bit because it's not very popular right now.
Or you could park bench him where you get another player on your team to kind of go down on all fours behind him. He's not expecting it. And then you push him, boom. Right down.
Didn't know that had a name.
The old park bench.
I didn't know that had a name either, but there
that's
you go.
The old park bench.
Yeah, how about that?
Yep. Out of nowhere, you're walking around feeling fine. Somebody right behind you, push over.
I would all of a sudden, I'd be so in.
Oh, yeah.
If he wants to turn down the goalie hug from Allmark, but again, I think
we're
going
get
to
dinner
one. Tonight.
I think we got one.
I don't. I hope not. I don't want one. I can tell you that.
You're getting one.
It's the grab bag every day here on Jones and Keefe. We'll check it with WEEI.
Kids love grab bag.
WEEI afternoons. We'll see what's going on with them. Oh, and the clip du jour.
Wow.
Clip du jour. So much coming up next.
All right, here we go. Time for the clip du jour on Jones and Keefe. You ready for that, Jones?
Yeah, it sounds nice. What is the clip?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. It's something from our show earlier today. Sometime between 10 o'clock and now. We were discussing Sonic and Knuckles, not just the great video game and movie, but we're talking about the Detroit Lions backfield. That's what they've dubbed themselves, or that's what people are calling them.
What a nickname.
Love it.
I think this came from one of the pregame shows. They were like, what's your nickname? Your running back's coach nicknamed you Peanut Butter and Jelly.
They did not like peanut butter and jelly.
They didn't like it
at
all.
They both hated it, which is funny.
They were like, that kind of stinks, but we don't have anything better. Give us some time, we'll come up with something better, and they did.
They absolutely did. So here's us talking about Sonic and Knuckles. Ooh, if you could have one, Sonic or Knuckles, who'd you take?
I think you want Sonic.
I think on that team you'd want Sonic.
Yeah.
Knuckles is pretty badass.
Did we decide
though.
On who's which?
No, I think Gibbs is Sonic.
He's Sonic.
I'm pretty sure he's Sonic, yeah. And
he should
Montgomery
be Sonic.
Is Knuckles. Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
It's lightning fast. Of course, Knuckles is not slow. You're making it sound like Knuckles is slow.
I didn't play a ton of that game, but when I was asking my buddies about this, they were saying, yeah, Knuckles is also quite fast. And I said, well, that doesn't, is that really David Montgomery? I don't know if that's the
best
fit.
Maybe he's a little bit more of the bad boy.
Yeah.
I think Knuckles was kind of a controversial character.
Knuckles is a bad boy.
He'd kick your ass. He's a tough hedgehog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as far as hedgehogs go, he's a tough hedgehog.
Mm-hmm.
He,
Ron Jeremy, Tails. So then we got an education on this.
Yeah, we did.
And I feel this is as dumb as I've ever felt.
We actually got educated multiple times on this.
Well, we quickly corrected ourselves. Tails is a fox. Tails is not a hedgehog.
Yeah.
But Sonic the Hedgehog is like this big name. You're thinking there's like a lot of hedgehogs in the game. Uh-huh. There's not.
No.
There's basically one.
Just the one.
Sonic. Mm-hmm.
Knuckles is what?
Echidna.
Oh.
He's an echidna. It's an Australian animal. I knew that. I knew that. Remember, as soon as somebody said that's what it was, I said, oh, they're Australian.
You did?
Yeah, I did. They got snouts. They got like a distinguished snout. And then they got very long tongues.
Yeah, a tongue that goes on just for days.
For days.
Yeah.
It helps them eat, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, ants and what? They're known as the spiny anteaters.
Because somebody asked us, they're like, all right, we'll do your Mount Rushmore of hedgehogs. I thought we had most of them from the game. Turns out we have none of them from the game.
I kind of thought you had.
Nah, I thought so,
But it turns out, joke's on us, Knuckles is actually an echidna.
He's an echidna.
Huh.
Yeah, it's too bad. Love those animals,
Yeah,
though.
you're the critter expert over here.
Yep.
There. You're the creature guy.
I nailed it.
Yeah.
An echidna.
Well, I mean,
not only that, video games and animals, and I whiffed on both of them.
Yeah.
I feel really badly. This is like Gerard Mayo when he said earlier, go find a quiet place, some self-reflection.
Yeah.
That's going to keep me up tonight. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, I have to think about that.
I didn't even know Knuckles was an echidna.
Yeah, shame on you. So in terms of Sega games, where was that?
Sonic 2 is the game that I played the most.
And out of any Sega game?
No. Out of all the Sonics. There's a lot of Sonics.
No, I'm saying, out of Sega games, how much were you playing Sonic compared to other games?
Top 5.
Compared to, your Toe Jam and Earl.
Planet of Funkatron?
Yeah.
I played that quite a bit.
I played a lot of that game, too. Aladdin. I played a lot of Aladdin.
I almost choked my friend to death when we were playing that game. So Toe Jam and Earl, long game, right?
Yeah.
It's a co-op.
Yep.
One's Toe Jam, one's Earl.
Sure. But you can play it individually, right?
You can.
Yeah.
I had a friend, Bragg, and so we played the game.
Uh-huh.
And for hours, and we beat the game, right?
Uh-huh.
And then you know how there's always a cut scene? There's a big to-do at the very end of the game?
Yeah.
So I put my controller down. He hit a button on his controller, and it went right back to the main screen. So we never saw what the final thing was.
You never made it.
I almost killed him that day.
Sega!
Toe Jam and Earl's up there. Obviously, the NBA Jams. NHL 94, 95.
The old Sega Maddens were great, too.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Madden.
Mortal Kombat was good.
Yeah. All the Mortal Kombats for Sega were good.
Mm.
But Sonic 2 got a lot of burn. Lot. No Knuckles until...
That's what I was going to ask. Where did Knuckles
He was later.
Later, okay.
At least three, maybe even later than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's the crossover.
I thought Knuckles was in that. Was that the one where you had run around to Sonic and you couldn't hit the cars where you're trying to save the president? Was that Sonic 2?
No, there's no president in the second one.
Okay, maybe Sonic.
It was Dr. Robotnik. You were trying to get Dr. Robotnik. You were saving animals. You're going
this is not the one that I played.
The chemical plant. You had the casino.
Yeah. What game I had for Genesis that was sick was Pete Sampras Tennis.
Wow. Oh,
why it was awesome was because the cartridge had two more ports at the top to plug in remotes.
Really?
So you could play two on two.
You could do doubles.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the cartridge actually had
mixed doubles.
Right. Had ports
whatever
at the
want.
Top where you could connect a remote to it. It was pretty awesome.
He ended up marrying Veronica Vaughn from Billy Madison.
So hot.
Bridget Wilson.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice.
That Veronica Vaughn.
It's the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the 99 for the new $14.99 big deal meals every Monday through Wednesday. Four new hearty full-size entrees. Just $14.99 like the roast turkey dinner or the chopped sirloin steak. You gotta love the nines. You had a Sega, yeah?
Yes, I did. And the NBA jams for the consoles were such a letdown, I thought. Like, at the time, we played them and they were okay. But in retrespect, the arcades were, the graphics were better. The sound was better. Everything was so much better. And you'd play them at home, and that was really what it was all about. But they were much worse games, I thought. And
the home version had, the cheat code, so you could be like Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, you could be like Bill Clinton out there.
The programmers from the game and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They had so many weird,
you could be like Ad-Rock from the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. Random people, or you can go like big heads.
How do we find out about all that stuff in the 90s? Like word of mouth.
Nintendo Power.
Yeah, somebody, like one person had the game Genie and or the magazine, and then everybody else would talk about it on
the bus.
That's
what it was.
How did I find out that A B A C A B B was my blood code for Mortal Kombat?
My cousin
down what did I have to find? A B A B starts.
My cousin didn't tell all you guys.
Maybe.
There's a guy in every town that had all the codes.
Aladdin, ABBA,
it was Akan's cousin.
Yeah. No, that's where it all started. So
unlimited ammo and Doom.
I'm sure you guys have more of this on the program today.
Mostly, yes. I think that'll be it. Andy, of course, on remote. Big high school football day today.
Yeah.
So we won't be seeing him, which is great. But also, he'll be on the air. We just won't see him.
Yeah.
And we have all the Bears preview you could possibly want. Great keys today, Keith.
Thank
by
you.
The way, very much enjoy them. Joe Randa. Great one too.
Joe Randa.
The Randa baseball.
We'll also have the Bruins pillar tier thing that Hart likes to do, and our big scouting report for the Bears as well, and some Celtics and Bruins.
Okay.
Very good.
Stay tuned for it. Hitting on everything on WEEI afternoons with Arcan and Hart.
Earthworm Jim was good too.
Oh, Earthworm Jim was a good one.
That's a good one.
Good one.
Yep. Nice.
Groovy.
That was the one.
Yep.
Everybody have a great weekend. Patriots and Bears on Sunday. We'll talk to you on a Patriots Monday at Jones and Keefe at 10 on Monday on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.